Radio Prague News.
President Miloš Zeman and the First Lady received Great Britain's Prince Edward and his wife Sophie, the Countess of Wessex, at Prague Castle on Tuesday. Residents at a prefab apartment building in North Bohemia were evacuated from their home after officers uncovered a stash of explosive material. Cardinals meeting in Rome, including the Czech Republic's Dominik Duka, have begun the process of electing the new pope. President Miloš Zeman and First Lady Ivana received Great Britain's Prince Edward and his wife Sophie, the Countess of Wessex, at Prague Castle on Tuesday. Prince Edward and his wife are the first foreign dignitaries President Zeman has received since assuming office. Prince Edward and his wife are in Prague for a three-day private visit at the invitation of the British Embassy in Prague. Next week, Prince Edward will award 35 Czech students the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award at Černín Palace, which is home to the Czech Foreign Ministry. Czech police on Tuesday uncovered an unspecified amount of penthrite, a powerful and potentially deadly explosive, in a prefab apartment in Velké Hamry, North Bohemia. The news was revealed by Security Forces General Inspection spokeswoman Radka Sandorova. According to sources, officers rushed into the house to arrest a local resident, a policeman himself. Firefighters, meanwhile, evacuated 30 people from the seven-story building and closed off surrounding areas. Those evacuated from the site were given refuge at the local town hall. Penthrite has a white crystalline appearance and is used to make fuses, detonators, and small bombs. Cardinals meeting in Rome have begun proceedings to elect the next pope. Voting by cardinal electors all under the age of 80, including Czech Cardinal Dominik Duka, will take place behind locked doors in the Sistine Chapel and is expected to take several days. The cardinals are looking for a candidate to succeed Pope Benedict XVI, who announced unexpectedly in February that he was stepping down, the first pope in more than six centuries to resign. The successful resolution of the vote in Rome, indicating a new pope has been chosen, will be signaled by white smoke. An open letter signed by notable Czech writers such as Ivan Klíma and Jáchym Topol, as well as journalist Bohumil Doležal and the head of the Jewish Museum in Prague, Leo Pavlát, has criticized President Miloš Zeman for part of his inauguration speech last week that targeted a section of the Czech media. In his speech, the president said he would take aim at sections of the media that, in his words, manipulated public opinion. Signatories of the open letter called his singling out of the media an unprecedented attack on free speech and have asked for a full explanation. Copies of the letter have been sent to the Prime Minister, the Speaker of the Lower House, the head of the Senate, as well as the head of the country's largest opposition party. Hackers on Tuesday targeted the website of the Czech Republic's UniCredit Bank. Živě CZ writes, the cyber attack is allegedly not related to similar incidents that hit Czech websites in recent days, targeting other sites, including financial institutions, the media, and search engines. The attack against UniCredit was apparently facilitated by an administrator's weak password of Banka123. The hacked site apologized to clients for losing all their funds. The spokesman for the bank confirmed that the claim was false. No other areas, such as e-banking, were affected, and the site is now running normally. In other news, the maternity ward at Bulovka Hospital in Prague has received a gift of a new state-of-the-art incubator for premature babies. The equipment is worth around 200,000 crowns and was donated by the fund Kapka, Czech Radio's Regina reported. I'm Jan Velinker, and that's all the news for now.